This December 5th, CNN Student News would like to remind you that Fridays are awesome. I'm Carl Azus in Atlanta, Georgia. Our first story takes you to the Pacific Island nation of Philippines. People there are bracing for Super Typhoon Hagupit. The word means lash in Filipino. Forecasters aren't sure where exactly it'll go. Some think it'll make a right turn and move north along the eastern Philippines. Others think it will hit the city of Tacloban over the weekend. We've mentioned that place before. When Super Typhoon Haiyan hit Tacloban last year, it killed 6,000 people and wiped out entire neighborhoods. Evacuations have started ahead of Hagupit. It has sustained winds of 178 miles per hour. It's the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane. Unrest in New York. It's in response to events involving 43-year-old Eric Garner. This summer, police say he resisted arrest for illegally selling cigarettes. He'd been arrested for that before. Officer Daniel Pantaleo put Garner in a chokehold as others helped arrest him. Garner repeatedly said he couldn't breathe. He died later on the way to the hospital. Police union officials said Garner's poor health caused his death, but a medical examiner ruled that Officer Pantaleo's chokehold contributed to it. This came down to a grand jury. It had to decide whether the officer knew there was a substantial risk that Garner would die from the chokehold. It decided not to charge Officer Pantaleo, and the protests heated up with demonstrators saying Pantaleo used excessive force.
It's a very painful day for so many New Yorkers.
Arrests made throughout the night as outrage pulsed throughout the city streets for more than 9 hours.
Black lives matter!
Most chanting Garner's last words. Police summoned riot gear blocking intersections as protesters began shutting down the city's most iconic landmarks, stopping the flow of traffic into and out of the island of Manhattan for hours. Some lying down right in the middle of the road, the same inside Grand Central Station.
I can't breathe.
Where other protesters staged a massive die-in as evening rush hour hit its peak. Police heavily guarding the Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony. As protesters tried to disrupt the show. The city's public outcry reaching a fever pitch nationwide.
These Democrats have got to go.
From Los Angeles.
I am Eric Garner.
To Philadelphia. The demonstrations across the country, disruptive but peaceful, fulfilling Garner's family wish.
Yeah, we want you to rally, but rally in peace.
No violence. That's all I ask.
Officer Pantaleo said in a statement, "It is never my intention to harm anyone, and I feel very bad about the death of Mr. Garner."
Next story today, good news and bad news concerning the flu. The good news, the Centers for Disease Control says flu activity across the U.S. is pretty low. The bad news, this year's vaccine isn't particularly effective. The CDC says it's because the flu has mutated. When the vaccine was made, the strains of flu circulating around the globe were different than they are now. So why not just make a new vaccine? Well, the CDC says it's too late because that takes about 4 months to do. Officials are still recommending the vaccine, though. They say it can reduce the severity of the virus if you get it.